How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
uncensored radio free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, doggy, we're here. Didn't think I'd make it. Been so busy. And last evening, of course, I had a ghoulish evening here because, we had, the usual Halloween and having to put up with all the nuts and psychopaths in the neighborhood, so we weren't able to get on the air. But it wasn't too bad, actually. These little demons were fairly well-behaved, and thankfully, but was not able to get on the air, do the show last night. I'm sorry, but we did rerun one of the greatest interviews we have done with, of course, Dr. Deagle. So we had a great program. I hope you enjoyed the rerun, and we will continually be talking about him and his practice in the government, his practice of medicine, his research, and, of course, the various and sundry viruses that are bioengineered. And, in fact, we talked about that today on the taping of the TV program that I do, The Deadly Experiment. And as you know, Mr. Bush, once again, has repeatedly responded when questioned about the possible pandemic of the so-called bird flu epidemic, has repeatedly said he will take the bull by the horns, and that means bull. He will do whatever is necessary to, quote, protect Americans. And you don't know what kind of chill that sent down my spine, and I'm sure yours as well, naturally. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what the Bush administration is all about. Peace and safety. Control. We see what peace and safety has led to in Iraq, and this is exactly what we expect it to in the United States in the coming months and years. Total control, crisis creation, crisis utilization. All right, I'm looking at our website. Tonight it's just you and me, by the way. No guests. Tomorrow night we do have a professor on, a specialist, by the way, Professor William Beeman, in the area of Mideast affairs and particularly Iran and what is happening in Iran. And the book that has just come off the press, his book, has to do with the so-called mad mullahs and how the United States and Iran demonize each other. So he will definitely be here tomorrow night, Lord willing. And, of course, Eustace Mullins is welcomed back Thursday night. So we have a full schedule, and we may be talking with Jeff Bennett either tomorrow night or Thursday night for a few minutes as well. RBN, the Trading Post here. I call it the Trading Post. But it's really, of course, the trading company. In any event, whatever we call it, that's it. Have you bought your portfolio yet? I hope so. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the neocons again. And George Bush and his Israeli counterparts, or should we say puppeteers, how they play in to the Valerie Plame situation. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back.
Go. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Yes, to begin the program, I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. And we'll get into some calls a little bit later, but I'd like to spend a little bit of time tonight talking about so-called foreign policy. And, you know, it's no accident that it's called foreign, because that's exactly what it is in the constitutional text of things. It is a foreign policy. A foreign concept, foreign idea. George Bush constantly reminds us of this all the time in every press conference or speech he gives. He talks about the bitter fruits, if you will, of isolationism, which is another word for, and a nasty word for, neutrality, something the United States has not had as a foreign policy, as a true constitutional Republican foreign policy in many, many years. As a matter of fact, it's about a little over 100 years. We've abandoned the ideals of isolationism and neutrality time and time and time again, always with the same, you know, the same warning, the same caveat. If we don't, we'll have bigger enemies to face. And, of course, we do, and we have bigger enemies to face. Well, it seems like Bush, under advice from his neocon Israeli firsters, has sent U.S. officers to Israel to train with the Israeli Defense Forces to prepare for Iraq. Now we learn the IDF is fighting within our ranks in Iraq. A number of officers are questioning whether we have a fifth column operating behind the lines. There have been too many sophisticated ambushes, and the enemy seems to know every move isolated patrols make. Well, now, isn't that interesting? That is. We've seen this happen before with our good buddies in Tel Aviv. We've seen the Lebanese situation. We saw hundreds of U.S. Marines lose their lives in Lebanon doing Israel's work. And we've seen it repeatedly. And now in Iraq. And now we're told the Mossad downs a helicopter carrying mercenaries. Wouldn't be the first time the Mossad has done this. An Israeli subcontractor using Blackwater MERS sent from them from Baghdad to Tikrit. A GRS unit was placed in the cargo hold. The Mossad was given the coordinates, and Israeli undercover cooperatives were in place to shoot down the helicopter. Ask yourself, out of hundreds of copters flying out of Baghdad daily, just how did the, quote, insurgents know to target this one? They even had a video crew ready. Now, this on the site, on rbnlive.com. Read it for yourself. It isn't surprising, is it? And, of course, this ties in perfectly now with the orchestrated campaign in the New York Times and elsewhere to further isolate Syria, the bad guy, just as Iraq was the bad guy. And once again, the Syrian government is being held up to scrutiny, while the Israeli government is not being held up to any scrutiny whatsoever. So, once again, the United States is being shown for the corrupt bully cop that it is on the street. Yeah, imagine a police officer coming into the neighborhood and he's on the take. He comes in and brings a whole slew of others with him, brings in the heavy force, you know, shoots up the neighborhood, says there's a bunch of criminals here, insurgents. And yet he's bought and paid for, controlled, totally owned by the, shall we say, the neighborhood across the way. And the rich, powerful neighbors want more control. So they send the cops in, bloody some heads, beat a few people, kill a few, and say they're going to protect those few remaining neighbors there. Ah, sounds familiar. Sounds like Herzog's Israel, doesn't it? That's exactly what it sounds like. And the cop, of course, the corrupt cop, in this case, the United States government, is shown more and more and more for the bully and for the assassin that it is. And we talked about that while taping a couple of TV programs today. We were musing, my co-host Scott Smith and myself, about how the rest of the world perceives America and how the Muslim and Arab world particularly see America. But you know the average jackal idiot that calls or hosts talk radio today, either neocon or just plain dumb, so-called conservative, they'll say, good, who cares what they think? Who gives a darn what they think about us? It's the John Wayne mentality. Well, even John Wayne wouldn't be in favor of what we're doing today in our name, what's being done. But yet these little yokels and cuckoos, as I say, These people would have you believe that America's foreign policy must be based, instead of protecting America, must be based upon the principle of interventionism, of internationalism. Now, who does that really benefit, internationalism, interventionism? Does it benefit America? No. Obviously, it does not benefit America. But it does benefit the powerful banks. That's for sure. The powerful international mega banks who call the shots. Those are the ones that profit from war. They are the ones who totally and completely financed Hitler. And, of course, through the United States, rescued Joe Stalin's murderous Bolshevik empire. They did it with your money in America. They made it possible to destroy over 120 million people. And that's a conservative estimate in the last century. They all made it possible. So what do they say? Well, we had to get America involved in all of these wars. Intrigue, foreign intrigue, interventionism, internationalism. Well, of course, we wouldn't want to go back to the bad old days of George Washington. Mind your own business. Beware of foreign entanglements. Stay the course here. Protect our own boundaries and borders. That would be terrible. After all, it wouldn't allow for the international banks to make a bundle. We could raise the amount of taxes needed to protect ourselves, have an honest money system instead of a Federal Reserve system that pours money into the pockets of the banks. That wouldn't be good for them. See, what is good for America is what is good for them. What is bad for America is bad for their pocketbooks. It's that simple. And I think that point came out so well today on the TV broadcast. We reduced it to very plain, simple language because the people who watch TV are not necessarily the same people who listen to radio, talk radio, and in particular are not the same people who read the garbage newspapers, the New York Times, the Post, Tribune, and all the rest of them. The elite read and consume and prevail upon the pages of these newspapers for each other. They entertain each other. They educate each other. They intellectualize with each other. They masturbate, if you will, pardon the word, but masturbate verbally and in print with each other. And they engage in all sorts of rhetorical Vaseline. But the reality is, if you want to get down to where the rubber meets the road, it's where the people are out there watching and listening, television and radio, and try to communicate just how these gangsters who have run America now for over a century have brought nothing but ruin and tyranny upon the face of the earth in the name of freedom and, yes, you guessed it, democracy. So don't you think after all these silly wars and all of these insane excursions, don't you think it's about time somebody scratched his wooden head and realized that what we're dealing with here is a total lie? You see, it's not just a lie concerning the Iraq war and the lies leading up to it. Every war is based on lies. Every war that I can study in American history, virtually, and even maybe the Revolutionary War. We haven't been told the truth about anything, that's for sure. And when we come back, we'll have Rodney from Texas to lead off with the phone calls. 800-313-9443. I'm going to take you on a little safari through history, my friends, and I'll show you what we're talking about. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, we'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
First sensible thing I've heard all evening.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Our number, 800-313-9443 on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, your radio avenger. And now a man who never lacks for words to speak to us with. And here he is, Rodney from Texas.
Thank you, Rick, and good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Rodney.
Forgive me if I'm being accused of being loquacious, but I guess that is part of my nature. Uh-huh. I am a little bit outspoken from time to time.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Let me ask you, what was your source on this story regarding the soldier who has voiced some concerns about their positions being compromised over there in Iraq?
Well, it's right on our website, rbnlive.com.
What I'm saying was that what source did you get it from?
The source that's posted.
Okay.
You want me to go back and read it again?
Well, I didn't know if that was Associated, UPI, or Well, because I like to use these
yeah. Well, it starts out basically with General Zevi, who's Israeli intelligence chief, mm-hmm. and then General Casey, who's the commander there. And then you go beyond that to, ambushed twice. And let's see, I'm leading you right down. Blackwater, the helicopter story. And that's, that's it. That's it. Do you have access to the internet, Rodney?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I think that soldier definitely has a right to say that because, look, we have our own government has outed a CIA operative, right? AIPAC has infiltrated our government, stolen secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't we think that if they could come right here in our own backyard and do these sort of things that they couldn't do it on the battlefield where, there's a lot of chaos going on?
Well, don't they have a vested interest in doing that? I mean, doesn't that fit into their overall plan of things? Hmm?
Yes. So, this also fits right in with Donald Rumsfeld's plan, P2OG, right?
Yes, it does.
And so I think that this soldier, was he a soldier or a commanding officer?
He was a commanding officer.
Right. Uh-huh. And, Rick, I can only imagine what would happen when these soldiers, our soldiers and commanding officers, start to put two and two together and say enough is enough. I can only imagine what would happen. I mean, could there be a mutiny among our own soldiers? I'm just thinking out loud here, and I don't want to see that. But when it gets to the point where you can't trust the people who are in charge, and I think that our soldiers, unlike many Americans who sit around and pick up their information via Fox TV, a lot of these soldiers are very intelligent, and a lot of them are probably sitting somewhere and maybe with a shortwave radio and listening to you in RBN.
Well, I guess that's possible, but mm-hmm. I there's many factors that go into this thing as far as the soldier's point of view. So it's pretty difficult to gauge what they
right.
will do. You know, a lot of these people are there, all right? A lot of our men are there. They're reenlisted. They're given extra salary, high pay, high benefits, and so forth to be there. And they entertain the delusion, many of them, that this is in our best interest. They don't want to face the reality, Rodney, of the fact that we have been lied to. So they rally around the flag. They rally around the, around the Humvee, if you will, and entertain this delusion. So I guess we lost you, Rodney. We lost your connection, but that's okay. You can call back if you wish in the second half of this hour when we take the break in about a minute or so. But anyway, to answer your question, if that's all you wanted, basically it's not as simple as we'd like it to be, I'm afraid. As far as determining what our troops will do and whether there is coming a day of mutiny and whether it'll happen, I certainly don't want to see that happen. That's not the right approach to do that. I think it really, again, it comes back to the American public and the fact that they are not determined to do the right thing. There's a lot of anger, yeah. There's a lot of distrust, yeah. Bush's popularity is at an all-time low. His unpopularity is at an all-time high of any recent president that I can remember. But that doesn't mean that people are going to take the bull by the horns. And that means getting their Congress and wringing their heads by the neck and the skull and maybe smashing a few heads, figuratively speaking. Because the Congress appropriates the money. The Congress can stop any war simply by cutting off all funding. That they won't do now that they got us into this mess based on lies and deception. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
So this is man's future, to bask in the sunlight, bathe in the clear streams, and eat the fruits of the earth with all knowledge of work and hardship forgotten. Well, and why not?
All right, we're back now in the program. Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams, and the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. And I'd like to spend a little bit of time during the night talking about adventurism and internationalism and globalism and interventionism, all of the things that make these big bankers very happy. Taking American youth, putting a uniform on them, and sending them into battle, allegedly, for freedom. Well, that's why I get unnerved when I read and hear about this war in Iraq being based on lies. What war is not based on lies? What war is not based on lies? Tell me. There's never any perfect truth in any war, in any excursion overseas. Fear is the methodology of the globalist and the interventionist and the internationalist. Fear, making the American people frightened to death that if they don't go to war, Something more vicious and more horrible will loom on the horizon, and yet, in every instance, that has been proven false. We have seen the enemy, and he is us, as they say. 800-313-9443. Clinton in Wisconsin. Hi, you're on the program.
Well, good evening. Have I reached a reprobate backstabbing network?
What does that mean?
Just a little joke tonight, because I found it very interesting that the fellow that broadcasts right before you, Rick, was just as spicy. In fact, an order of more spice than our dearly departed friend Peter Schenck. And I just wanted to get that out there, and I find it very unsettling that Mr. Stattmiller refuses to even discuss the issue with people who are supposed to all have the same objective. All right, moving right along, I listened to that rebroadcast tonight, Rick, last night, Rick, and I want to thank you. That was a wonderful program of deep insight. And, you know, no matter that we have our differences and our philosophical arguments, that stuff is really meaningful. So I just wanted to say thank you. And wondered if it's possible to copy that and distribute it, because I'm having a problem talking with family members and the like who are, you know, they're deluded.
Well, you can, you know, copy any program off of the line and have people listen to it off of the network, off the internet, as you know. And you can have people listen to the program.
Yeah, I could probably just link directly to the
sure,
to the file right on your
sure.
page, huh?
Of course.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Shoot, there was one other item, and it's slipping my mind because I'm such a burnout, I guess. But I guess I'll say thank you, and then we'll talk again sometime.
All right.
God bless
okay.
you.
Thanks a lot, Clinton. All right, 800-313-9443. What I wanted to do was I wanted to get into a little bit of discussion about our foreign policy. You know, after World War II, we had the period of the Truman administration for a short time, and then, of course, the Eisenhower administration. Now, Eisenhower was made president based upon his performance on behalf of communism. In World War II, as we've discussed many times on this program, Eisenhower proved to be a traitor, a renegade, and an absolute despot with regard to America and her values. He did that on the battle lines, Czechoslovakia, Poland, all of Eastern Europe, Central Europe, when he personally oversaw the betrayal of freedom from those escaping from National Socialism right into International Socialism, i.e., the Soviet evil empire. So naturally, he'd make a good president, right? From the criminal, internationalist, globalist point of view, Eisenhower would be the consummate president. So they did. They made him I like Ike. Well, let me tell you, all you had to do was go back a few years from today and go back to 1953. And all you have to do is look at what Truman did in Korea and how Eisenhower essentially took advantage of that and became president. You know, Americans wanted the victory in Korea, not only to vindicate their dead, but to accomplish the purpose for which Truman said he went to war, to throw the communists out of Korea, allegedly. But in 1953, Eisenhower, without a struggle, handed victory to the communists, signed an armistice on their terms, and from that day forward, ignored their flagrant violations of their own armistice terms. Why? If Eisenhower had done otherwise, he would have abandoned the foreign policy he inherited and believed in. The United Nations, remember, was officially declared to be the cornerstone of our foreign policy. which was built on Roosevelt's premise, "We cannot live alone." You remember those famous words of Roosevelt? If we had won the Korean War in defiance of the United Nations, we would have been living alone again. And, of course, Eisenhower, a thoroughgoing, lying, criminal internationalist, could not ever face up to that situation or scenario, nor would his foreign policy permit it. Well, Joe Stalin, something happened. He died in 1953, and the world rejoiced, right? But the rebellions that began in his slave empire were basically stopped. And it was Eisenhower that helped stop them. You remember the Hungarian rebellion? The Soviet gangsters and the criminals who totally and completely ruled with an iron grip. That's exactly what happened. In 1956, anti-communists in the Ukraine wrecked a communist troop train and seized arms and ammunition. Workers in Soviet Georgia staged a six-day demonstration against Kremlin policies. Communist police and soldiers put down the Georgian rebellion by machine-gunning workers who were storming government buildings in Tivoli. In the Soviet Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, anti-Kremlin activities boiled. On one occasion, rebels seized a government radio in Latvia and held it for 2 days before the communists could drive them out with guns and grenades. Czechoslovakia, communists used terror tactics to suppress a series of anti-USSR riots and demonstration by students. News of open revolt in 16 provinces of Red China leaked to the outside world in the summer of 56. It leaked because the New York Times was too busy covering up the news rather than revealing it. Hold on the line. We'll be with you in a moment. In Tibet, bloody uprisings against communist tyrants spread through 8 provinces as Chinese communists had used bombing planes to punish the rebellious inhabitants of one Tibetan city. And on and on and on. In Poznan, I believe it was Poland, in 56, the same year, Polish patriots revolted, demanding food and freedom. They held out 3 days against Russian soldiers who were using artillery, tanks, and machine guns. On the third day, weeping Polish women, standing in mournful silence, watched police wagons and army trucks carry away thousands of patriots to their deaths or imprisonment. That was 1956. Even more than 53, a year of crisis for communist dictators. Yet, in each case, the government of the United States made sure the communists were in firm control. In October of 1956, there was another rebellion in Poland. This one, however, was not an uprising of patriots. It appeared to be a Kremlin-planned affair to make the West think the communist government of Poland was independent of the Soviet Union. And Mr. Eisenhower offered more aid to the new communist dictatorship of Poland and said that our hearts go out to the Polish people. My goodness. Now, where have I heard that before? Students in Budapest on October 21, 1956, precipitated a rebellion against Hungary's communist tyrants. Soviet soldiers, using tanks, machine guns, and heavy artillery, mowed down unarmed Hungarians, men, women, and children. After 12 days of savage fighting, Khrushchev broke the back of the Hungarian revolt with a typical maneuver. President Eisenhower offered relief supplies to the communist government of Hungary for distribution to the people, while assuring the world that our hearts go out to the Hungarian people. And he put heavy pressure on West Germany and Spain to keep the Hungarian freedom fighters from getting outside help. Why did Eisenhower do this? Why was he doing everything he could to help the communists as he did in World War II? I like Ike. You see, that's why he wouldn't answer McCarthy, Joe McCarthy. Because McCarthy knew treason was taking place regardless of who was in the White House. Truman or Eisenhower. Richard Nixon or Jimmy Carter. See, it doesn't matter. They're all controlled. All right. I have a lot of people who want to get on the line. I'm not going to hold you up because I'm generous tonight. I get right to the calls, and in between phone calls, I will give you a further smattering of fact, of history, that you won't get from Dan Blather, and you certainly won't get from Tom Brokaw on the road. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, let's go to the phones. Clinton is back. He remembered what he wanted to say. Hello, Clinton.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah.
And Paul. I remembered... With regards to Dr. Deagle and our rebroadcast last night, earlier today, Jack Blood was talking about how coincidental it is how we see these enemies of ours publishing articles in magazines about scenarios, like the 911 scenario, and it goes down exactly as they hypothesized in their scenario. Well, I think many of us have also heard the postulation that they use these to communicate to one another, these messages amongst themselves globally.
Yeah.
Well, he brought to our attention today something fascinating with regards to Dr. Deagle's premise. In a magazine, Nature magazine, I forgot which issue, he recanted a scenario that is a biological pandemic that occurs on the first day after Christmas, 2005, and then extends to the month of February or March, as I recall. And he didn't get into some of the other details as written, but if anybody has any immediate concerns, I just thought they might want to maybe put the pieces together, and you might want to comment on that. And then I'll take off.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Fair enough. Thank you. All right, Clinton. Anybody want to pick up on that? You may. You're welcome to. 800-313-9443. David in Austin. Hello. You're on the program.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I just wanted to call up. You guys always have such great, interesting conversations.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of wanted just to point out that, you know, everything does seem like it's accelerating, especially with the war, you know, and 9/11, all that came on right after, you know, certain documents were written, the PNAC documents.
Yep.
And it just seems too coincidental. And, you know, there's too many things that I've learned, even from, you know, high school history. You know, they would talk about the, you know, the rebels within our government. And so I just think that this has been going on for so long, and everyone, you know, seems to be waking up. When I talk to people, I've been talking to people about this stuff for about 10 or 15 years, and they just don't seem to, you know, even think about it. But I think a lot of people are starting to think about it nowadays, even some of my family members. So I think that your program and everyone's calls is, you know, somewhat working. I do see people waking up to the toll roads and you know, just to the petty corruption that's going on within the counties.
Well, you know, we've talked about this a lot, Dave. What's happening, really, is not so much that, you know, people are, quote, waking up. It's that they're getting angry, they're getting fed up, they're tired of the lying politicians and the media. But that plays right into their hands as well, because that's what they expect them to do, you see?
Well, that's what I was exactly going to bring up. You know, there's always that I like to explore the opposite end of a lot of different philosophies, and in this instant, you know, the sheer interruption that it causes, that is the catalyst
mm-hmm.
for all their plans. You know,
the
blacks against the whites. You know, the corruption against the good, and you know, they are waiting for this to happen.
Yeah,
and people are boiling. People are boiling. It's starting to come up. So.
Well, when you hear George Bush come out and say, you know, we ought to have the Marines come in the slightest little hint that there's an epidemic, or if FEMA can't, quote, do the job with regard to hurricane relief, well, we should just see if we can do away with posse comitatus. And that's no big deal. Hey, after all, they've been invading the states for years. Why not?
Well, it's just so in your face now.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are seeing it. Even, you know, my family, we're from Central Texas, and we're very conservative. But throughout that time, you know, it's been kind of a difference of Democrat, Republican, and it's all the same. It's all the same. But
thanks for taking my call. Thank you, Dave.
Okay,
good call.
You.
Okay, good food for thought. We'll be back with Doug in Bastrop next.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AUREC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Day. We're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
All right, I can say it, that's for sure. And I can say much more than that, and I will as the program progresses. Uncensored Radio Free America on RBNLive.com and a host of wonderful affiliates. 800-313-9443. And here comes Doug from Bastrop. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Just, you know, watching the I watched a little bit of news, quote, news this morning. And they're having these serious debates. They have these lawyers on there and the constitutional scholars.
Oh, yes.
Now, the Second Amendment of the Constitution is as clear as any of the Ten Commandments. You know, thou shalt not. And it says, you know, the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged.
Infringed, yes.
Abridged. The word
infringed.
Is abridged. What did you say?
I say infringe, you say abridge. But we'll get there together.
Okay, well, I'll bet you a little on that.
I will. You bet me the farm?
The farm is up for grabs with the moat, with the sea mines and everything.
My. Okay. Anyway, I'll let you go ahead and continue your wonderful points.
Mr. Nitpicker said a bridge, so you can bet on that. No, but they just say, and what would he think about the, you know, the, it doesn't say anything in the Constitution about abortion. All it says is, you know, you don't deprive somebody of life, liberty, or property without due process.
Yeah, but what about privacy? Don't you know that privacy is the paramount right to which to commit an abortion?
Well, then, does privacy die at the age of one day? In other words, there's an expiration term. Your privacy ends when that child is a day old or 2 days old or a week old.
Then the other laws come into play. Abuse, neglect, and so forth. But while that child is in that mother's womb, that child is nothing more than property. So says the court.
But
property.
Okay.
I thought the court said that you couldn't do that. You couldn't have human slaves as property.
But also, Rick, you know, when they catch a little lady that's smoking crack, that's pregnant, they'll charge her with an offense of harm, injury to a child.
In other words,
they just vacillate. They go back and forth between being
children.
Are
you trying to tell me that there is some sort of inconsistency among these so-called jurists? You're trying to tell me they're not honest, intelligent, and trustworthy gentlemen and women?
I thought that was just my little secret, since I am the nitpicker of the world. I didn't think anybody else would, you know, delve into something quite as obvious as that.
Like, I guess I could make that leap, right? To assume that there's something wrong or something missing upstairs?
Right.
Maybe some dryness in the cellar or in the attic or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know. But your observations are indeed quite efficacious, my friend.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, Sir Doug.
It's not abridged.
Once again, you have elucidated me, and you have, shall we say, entertained me at the same time. I have to have a little levity here. If I don't, I think I'm going to go right into that funny farm. All right, hour number two coming back on Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll continue then.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.